Sarah C.
And I'm Sarah D. You're listening to the Art Attack Podcast.
Each episode, we tackle a new work of art in Washington, D.C.
We hope our podcast encourages you to look at art in a new way.
When it comes to art, we're serious.
As an art attack. So today we are visiting the Wish Tree in the Hirshhorn Museum's Sculpture Garden. It's a piece that is attributed to Yoko Ono.
We'll explain that in a minute.
I'm going to use the word attributed for reasons that will become clear.
The full title of this piece is Wish Tree for Washington, D.C. from 2007 and attributed to Yoko Ono. And to start observing it, it is a tree.
It's a smallish tree that has a lot of little tags of paper on it that look sort of like luggage tags. And each of these tags has writing on it.
And the idea behind the piece is that you can write any wish that you like. There's a little box with pencils and tags. You can write a wish and you can attach your wish to the tree. And then when all the wishes are collected, they end up at the Peace Tower, which Yoko started in Reykjavik.
Yeah, so do all of the wishes just get dumped into some sort of wish repository? What do they do with them when they get to Reykjavik?
Well, it's the Peace Tower, so I believe possibly it is just like a tower of wishes. Because this is not the only wish tree. There's a few others around the world. She's been doing this series of wish trees since 1996.
The tree is only open for wishing between Memorial Day and Labor Day. And since we are actually currently recording this episode on Labor Day, it's closed for wishes as of tomorrow. But the label will change. And instead of the box with the paper and the pencils, it just says it's the wish tree. And it invites the viewer to whisper wishes to the tree.
And it's unclear exactly why there's sort of a wish season. The museum has instructed that wishing on paper is only done Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Somewhat like a public pool.
Yeah.
So they're collected and taken off, what is it, every week?
Or every other week. Yeah.
Because otherwise the wishes were killing the tree. You know, they're attached to this living tree, and I guess it wasn't so healthy for the tree.
It's also interesting how and where people put their wishes, because obviously sort of the closer up, low-hanging branches are the obvious and easiest place. But quite a few people have gone quite close into the tree. I don't know how they got...
People must have been pulling the branches down towards them.
Looks like would have had to have happened.
I think, is there even a wish tied to the neighboring tree?
An errant wish. Your wish won't come true if it's on that tree.
That's just an ordinary tree.
I don't know if you can tell already how we feel about this piece.
Well, I think, so the gist of this episode will be to really talk about A, what constitutes art, and B, what is the role of the artist.
And I think this is an excellent piece to talk about it, because Yoko Ono is certainly not without controversy herself as an artist, and I think this piece is a good embodiment of all of those different concepts. Mm-hmm. Just to sort of keep going with our process, the references that I come up with for this, the first thing I think of is something like the Wailing Wall, a stationary object that is sort of imbued with the idea of metaphysical properties.
That's a good one. Yeah, because once you said that, I was like, oh yeah, totally. I mean, it's a similar process that's going on here. I don't know if this is a reference, but the scene in Lost in Translation where Scarlett Johansson goes to the garden, and I think she does this, she ties a wish onto a tree. And this is a thing that people do in Japan. It's not necessarily an original idea of Yoko Ono's.
Yes, and she even talks about, as a girl, remembering going to temples and tying a wish around a tree. And the idea there is that you're returning paper to its source. The idea behind this is a traditional Japanese religious practice. So you can think of other, you know, the Wailing Wall is a Jewish religious practice than Shinto in Japan, but you can also think of maybe like a confessional box. There's certainly religious connotations throughout this piece, I think.
So then it, you know, becomes kind of interesting about, like, what is the content of the wishes, and does that make a difference in the piece and what it means?
That's a good question. Just from where we're standing, I can see a couple that say, like, I wish for world peace and stuff like that. Maybe you want to read some wishes?
I see one that says, I wish for a successful career with Wells Fargo.
There's certainly a gamut of wishes.
I wish I will get my own bird for Christmas this year.
I wish anarchy. I think a teenage boy wrote that.
I wish that my boyfriend comes home from Iraq safe in November.
That's a good wish. I wish that Rob finds a good woman to go through life with. Oh, so it's a wish for somebody else. That's nice.
I wish I was naked.
Don't we all, person?
That's a very emphatic naked. It's all in caps with an exclamation mark. Some of them are not on official wishing paper.
I wish that you would come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, does it matter what the wishes are, do you think?
Well, Yoko doesn't think so, because Yoko doesn't actually read them. When they get sent to Reykjavik, they just go into this wish tower. She's said in interviews that she doesn't think it's appropriate, that these are private wishes.
You know. They're not.
But they're not.
They're inherently not.
And I suppose if they are whispered, they are, but they are certainly very public right now, and anyone walking through the sculpture garden could come along and read them.
It shows a lot of different levels of intent on the part of the viewer who's interacting with this piece. You know, some are clearly funny, some are not taking it very seriously, some are taking it very seriously. You wonder if some are just sort of like, say, world peace because they know that that's what you're supposed to do.
That's the beauty pageant answer.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of Yoko's work throughout her career has been participatory, and she invites viewers to interact with the pieces that she does. It is a piece that, without the participation of the viewer, the wisher, mm-hmm. doesn't exist.
Then it's just a tree.
Then it's just a tree.
Right. Let's talk about the logistics of what is the role of Yoko Ono. Like, what did she actually do?
She came up with an idea that
sort of
that is based on something that already existed, and she got a museum to plant a tree.
Yeah, she took an existing idea and sort of tweaked it a little bit,
but not even really that much, you know, because it is sort of exactly the process that happens in Japan anyway.
Yeah.
So.
But the thing is, I like the idea of that you said, you know, in Japan, the meaning is that the paper is going back to the tree. Here, the paper goes back to the tree for like a minute, and then it has to get shipped across the ocean. You know, there's fossil fuels involved. I mean, so I don't know.
Not to mention the fact that the wish was killing the tree.
She didn't plant the tree.
She
right?
didn't. Probably didn't plant the tree. No, she doesn't write the wishes. It's hard to say how she's the artist in this piece, because it is so participatory, because it does require so many people.
But then, if you think about sort of sculptures that just take found objects mm-hmm. and place them in a museum context, there it's the same kind of question, like, what's the role just because they found it, or, you know.
That's the question people have been asking since Duchamp turned a urinal on its side and wrote Our Mud. You could say he's sort of the grandfather of conceptual art. Conceptual art is a movement that really began in the 70s and as kind of an outgrowth of minimalist art. And the idea of sort of reducing art down to its essence with minimalism was taken into this much further step with the idea of it's now just about the idea. That's where the genesis of art lies. So she is part of that school of thought, that the idea, the primacy of the art piece is in the idea. But again, if the idea isn't original, how is she the artist?
Yeah.
How is this art?
She, I guess, had the idea to attach her name to this practice and put it in America.
You know, when we joke about people saying, like, I could do that? You could do this at home. You could create a piece in your backyard or in your front yard. You could have a tree and you could invite people to walk up and put wishes on it, and you too would have your own wish tree. And I don't think that Yoko could sue you for copyright infringement.
What if people did just start putting their wishes on all the other trees in the garden? Like, is this the magic tree? Or if you wish on a different tree, does it not mean as much?
And Yoko doesn't claim that your wish will come true if you tie it to this tree. It just is an invitation to wish on this tree.
But I mean, doesn't this also get into transcendental thinking, that like a combined intent of enough people all brought together would have some sort of positive impact, like writing the word hope on a water bottle and saying the molecules realign?
You know, I think Yoko would say that if someone did want to start their own wish tree, that she would be for that. I mean, it's the Peace Institute.
Yeah,
does
some sort of combined intent by a lot of people change the world in some way? But then you get back to the question of like, okay, well, what if most of these things are just, I wish I had a bicycle?
It's an interesting conundrum. I think just the final question is it art?
I think people are enjoying it.
I think they're enjoying the process. And who doesn't want to be involved in an art piece? Because it does make you feel more connected to art. But I don't know that people walk away from this asking the right question. I don't know if people are asking about its relevance here amongst these other art pieces.
Maybe our issue is not so much the tree or the idea of the tree, but the fact that it's being lumped together with other actual sculptures and art. I mean, maybe in a different context it would be less irritating.
Maybe if it was a different artist, it would be less irritating. Maybe just Yoko pushes a lot of buttons for a lot of people. It's beautiful, actually, with these little paper tags dangling off it.
And they're fluttering in the breeze. It's making, like, a really nice kind of sound, too.
So from that perspective, yes, it's totally art. If in some way you are moved by it, whether it's beautiful or not, this actually is beautiful, but I don't know, maybe attributed to Yoko Ono is better than by Yoko Ono. Because it's by Yoko and everyone who walks by.
Right. I just wish it weren't in the sculpture garden and presented in this particular context, I think.
That's fair enough.